This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4 o'clock on the dot. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Matt Scraby back after his two-day hiatus.
And doesn't Will Galvez know that?
Yes.
Guy comes on and shares his story, a real touching story about how he suffered the coronavirus and had to go to the hospital for 11 days. Scraby butts into the interview and starts making fun of Will Galvez. I mean, have you not learned anything in your 5 days off while you were traveling and relaxing and enjoying yourself? You come right back to being a hater.
I wasn't making fun of Will at all.
Tony?
Sounds like you were making fun of Will.
I wasn't making fun of him.
Yes, you were.
I don't know how you could really come up with something different. You talked about the man and his non-six streak ending.
To his face.
That doesn't make it any better. Because
doesn't
you
make it any better.
Go to his face.
At least I'm not talking behind his back.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's. You don't get credit for either, though.
You don't get
points for either of those.
I think Will knew what he was getting into when he came on the show. I think he did.
Yes, he got a heartfelt, nice, friendly interview from his good buddies Gwynn and Chris, who take care of him and care about him.
Uh-huh.
And then he got joked with by you.
Well, you know, if he would have been following the ways of the COVID cop.
Oh my goodness.
Download the radio.com app so that you can listen. Excuse me, so you can stream 97.3 The Fan on your mobile phone or tablet. You can listen live or use the rewind feature and go back and hear anything you miss from your favorite show. Thanks for listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's get to Chris versus The Fan.
Ooh, and Scraby is not doing good.
Scraby was on his phone getting ready to start texting.
No,
bam.
I was checking something. I was checking the weather.
Still waiting. Here we go.
Yes, we are.
Chris versus The Fan right now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus The Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Certainly the Scroobies should be interesting this week. I can just feel it.
Yeah,
Scraby's been here for all of an hour, and he's already had three fumbles.
He's already had some good nominations.
That's right.
Give us a prize.
I was going to say we're playing for today. Shirts on tap, 97.3 The Fan prize pack that includes a free limited edition The Fan t-shirt and a free three-month subscription to Shirts on Tap, a monthly club. Can you play the music any louder, Scraby?
Oh, it's not really loud on this end.
I'm enjoying it, personally, because on the flip side, Adam had it so you could barely hear anything.
Oh, is that why it sounds so loud today?
I think
maybe
it does.
That's why, yeah.
I think it does.
Shirts on Tap is a monthly club that sends beer fans a custom shirt from a local brewery. For more info, go to shirtsontap.com. And I like the prize here. It's some swag, and it includes the limited edition The Fan t-shirt, absolutely free. Now on other shows you may have to pay $10, but not on this show. You win the game, you get the shirt for free, so
you deserve it.
Scray,
why don't you give us the rules real quick?
You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And we got two first-time players today.
Always excited to see the first-time players in the building. All right, just go out to Joe and Mira Mesa. First-time player, Joe, welcome to the show, man.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe. You're welcome. Here we go. First question.
All right.
Okay. Which ones? I've asked a couple of these already. What is the field at... Okay, yeah, here we go. Let's try this again. What is the field at Lambeau Field nicknamed in the winter?
Frozen tundra.
Nice work. Ooh, nice work, Joe.
Didn't even need his gimmick right there.
No, didn't need it.
By the way, I just noticed this random fact. First two callers, first name Joe on this call. Our next caller, Ross. Joe Ross. That's a pitcher that was in the Padres organization briefly. Just thought I'd bring it up. Sorry,
where
guys.
Is he going with this? Is there a Friends reference here?
Second question. Here we go.
All right.
What team selected Chris Ello's favorite player, Chris Paul, number 4 overall in the 2005 NBA draft?
Ooh, that is a tough one. Charlotte?
Ooh. Charlotte is incorrect.
Yeah.
Stay there.
It's as close as you can get, though.
It really is.
I know.
Is.
That
it's
means
close.
Yeah, it's their...
They were the New Orleans Hornets when they drafted him.
Right? There you go.
See, if you would have said Hornets, I would have let it ride, but you said
I should have said Hornets.
You should have, Joe. Thanks for competing. Make sure you call tomorrow,
man. Thanks for playing again,
you.
Joe. Be a regular.
We'll do.
Oops, let's go out to my old stomping grounds.
I just cut him
off. On accident.
Let's go
and
to Ross.
The Scroobies continue here early in the program today.
Ross and Poway, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, Ross.
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Doing
thanks
well.
For
Ross
on.
Is a first-time player, means he already has passed the first round, but we'll ask the question anyway. Here we go.
Yes.
What is the term for an easy pop fly in baseball?
Ground rule? I don't know where you're going.
Well, that's okay, Ross. Right. Most of us don't know where Scraby's going either.
But he does get a free pass.
He does get a free pass, so it doesn't matter.
We understand that.
The answer we were looking for was can of corn, but that's all right. You move past the first round anyway as a first time caller.
Pass the can of corn.
We'll move to the second round.
Okay.
Who was the first pitcher to win back-to-back Cy Young Awards?
Steve Carlton.
Good guess.
That is incorrect. Chris for the steal.
That was a really good guess. I'll tell you one thing. DeGrom has won it the last couple of years, if I'm not mistaken. I know he's not the first. You know, did you guys know this? I'm delaying like I know.
I knew it. I knew it.
Did you guys know that the Cy Young used to only be given out in one league?
Oh.
I did know that.
Yeah, they didn't actually have one in the American and the National League, so it was really tough. The only guess I have is Sandy Koufax, so that's all I'm going with.
And that's correct. Sandy Koufax.
Sorry, Ross. Call again tomorrow.
Sorry, Ross. We'll move to our next contestant, Aaron. Welcome to Gwen and Chris.
Gwen
and Chris. How you doing, Aaron?
Hey, Aaron.
I'm awesome. How are you guys doing?
We're
good.
Are
thanks.
Doing well. Here we go. First question.
Good to be on. This is my first time too.
Oh, I didn't know
is
that.
Is it really?
Okay. Free play. Yeah. First time player.
Should we even ask the first question? We're running a little low on first questions. I'm just saying. We should save it.
You can give me whatever. I knew the answer to the last two, so.
What's one plus
one? Okay, baller, let's go. Let's go to second question.
What's
here we go.
One plus one. Scraby, do you know?
Three.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. That just says it. Which Yankee player's nickname was the Iron Horse?
That's going to be Lou Gehrig.
That is going to be Lou Gehrig. That is correct.
So we're already on question number 3.
We're on question number 3.
Oh,
right here.
Wow. This is it. Right here.
You can win it right here.
Dang.
Good luck, man. Take it down.
April 14th, 2010. Kevin Durant became the youngest scoring leader at what age?
Oh, wow. I am going to have to say 20 years old.
20 years of age? That is incorrect.
Stay there.
Stay there. Yeah. You have a shot still.
You still got
Chris,
a good shot.
For the steal.
Yeah. What? When did he win the scoring title again?
I don't know when he won the scoring title.
Or what year it was. No, you said the year, didn't you?
This is, yeah, he became the scoring 10th? Leader. April 14th, 2010.
21?
You make me sick, Chris.
You
yes,
do, too. I mean, 21 ridiculous.
Is correct.
I'm sorry, Aaron. You got robbed, man. You got robbed. You call back tomorrow.
I should have said 21. I should have said 21.
Don't blame yourself for this. Don't blame yourself for this.
Don't blame yourself
Thank
for
you,
this.
Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. By the way, you hit the ant button. That's not the right button. It was supposed to be a ding. Add that to the list of
ding.
Mess-ups today.
Another screw-up. My goodness.
Let's get a little rusty.
Yeah, it's the first day back. First day back.
I've been gone for 2 days, for heaven's sake.
Let's get
Gary on the line. Gary, welcome to Gwynn and Chris. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys, I'm cracking up over here. You guys are a riot. Love it.
Thanks, Gary.
Here we go. First question. What active NFL player currently has the most Pro Bowl appearances?
Currently has the most Pro Bowls. Well, how can you go wrong with a guy like Tom Brady?
No, you cannot go wrong with a guy like Tom Brady. That is correct.
Good guess, Gary.
Good boy, Gary. Good job.
Thanks.
We move.
How many
to
has
question?
He been in, I wonder? Like, I wonder how many he's actually showed up to.
Oh, that's a good point.
He probably showed up to 5, and maybe he was to 15. I don't know.
Yeah, he had 14 that he's been
14.
Selected to.
Yeah, wow.
All right, awesome. Here we go. Question number 2.
Uh-oh.
How long is the 2018 contract LeBron James signed with the L.A. Lakers?
4.
I understood it to be 4 years.
4 years is correct. Nice work.
Wow.
Dang, Gary.
On to the championship round.
I think Gary has blitzed this game before, and he's showing why.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. In 1994, who was elected as the first black president of South Africa?
Nelson Mandela.
You better stop it, Gary. Ran the table, why don't you?
You better stop it, Gary.
Nice
you
work,
a bad man,
man
Gary.
He's a bad, bad man on Chris versus the Fan. Nice work, man.
Who can forget Nelson Mandela? That guy spent a lot of time for doing stuff he should, and I'll tell you what, he was a good leader, too.
He was. He was. Very, very much so.
Very
Gary, nice work.
Figure.
Stay there, Gary.
Hang on the line. We'll get you information. On the flip side, we've got to get to break. And because I'm in my questionnaire, I don't quite see what we have ahead. So, Chris, why don't you help me out there, brother?
Jay Stingler Audio.
Don't really feel like helping you out, but I will. no, I'm good. That was great, man. Gary just ripped through those questions. Well done. I like it best when somebody runs the categories.
Are you? So you're saying you're tired of running the categories? You've
no,
pretty much been doing that.
No,
the last
because then
days.
I don't have to miss one at the end for the person to win. That's why.
Oh,
I see. This is good all the way around. We get the caller wins, and then I don't miss any questions. So it's all good for everybody.
We
Tingler stuff from earlier today. Padre manager catching us up on the local baseball team. So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back.
Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3
The Fan. All right, 4:18 is the time. Good round of Chris versus the Fans there. We'll play again tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Congratulations to Gary. Took the game down today. I want to remind you our Padres Roundtable Series presented by Bud Light Seltzer. That takes place Wednesdays, and that was today. If you missed it at noon, good news. We'll be playing it for you an hour free worth of Padre baseball talk tonight at 6 o'clock with myself, Tony, and also the coach, John Quintera, Ben and Woods. Those guys are funny. I listen to them from time to time. I didn't realize they were that funny. I thought it was I did realize they were that funny because I've worked with Ben before, and I know Woods is hilarious. But I don't know if you noticed this today on the roundtable, Tony. But the coach, John Quintero, hosted, and he went to Ben and Woods with the – he went to them first with every question.
Every time. Yeah, I noticed it.
Yeah, did you notice that? So you and I were kind of left to pick up the pieces of what was left over. They got all the they got to say all the good comments about all the players, and then we had to pick up the pieces and kind of come up with stuff. But I thought you did a really nice job batting cleanup today, which is that's the toughest spot to be in because
it is because you get the least. All the meat has been taken off the bone usually.
Yes,
by that
everything
point.
Has been said about the guy. What is left to say about Fernando Tatis Jr. after? I mean, after Stephen Woods talks about Fernando Tatis Jr., you're ready for the guy to be knighted, for heaven's sakes. Let him just be a good baseball player. So
right.
is coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, and I want to get to some Jace Tingler stuff here in a second. But before that, sorry, Scraby, I have to poke at you once again because this is what happens when you go to the Super Bowl and you lose. All of the players on your team start thinking they're way, way, way better than they really are. And the latest 49er to think that he's way better than he really is Raheem Mostert, who had, correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, maybe four really good games last year. Now, they all happened to be right at the end of the season in the playoffs, and he was their top back in the Super Bowl. But that's about it. Four pretty good games. And now Raheem Mostert realizes he is the fourth highest paid running back on the 49ers. And he doesn't like that. And he wants out of San Francisco now. He is requesting a trade from the 49ers. This is the kind of thing that happens, Scraby,
I love how Chris
Super Bowl losing teams. All of the guys get the big head and they forget about the team concept, and that's why they don't win.
You
the
are
next
pulling
year.
A
he's doubling, he's tripling
yeah,
down. Now.
You are pulling a Scraby, jumping to conclusions, thinking that Raheem Mostert's mad and he wants out. Or he does want out. He requests a trade, but it doesn't mean he's mad.
Yes, it does.
I don't think it means that he's
yes,
mad.
It does.
His agent said after months of unproductive talks with the 49ers about fairly adjusting Raheem's contract, we have requested a trade. It's disappointing that it would come to this for a guy who led all NFL running backs in yards per carry.
Wait,
and helped
second.
Lead them to the Super Bowl.
Just because he took 19 carries and had one long run doesn't mean
he's pulling out
that stat.
Yeah, that's a nice stat. The 49ers have already traded running back Matt Breida to the Dolphins.
This is where I'm confused. I'm like, they made you the guy.
Yeah, but he's not the guy because he's getting paid the fourth most. Guys that are making more money than him include Tevin Coleman, Jeff Wilson, and Jerick McKinnon, who hasn't even played in two seasons because of a knee injury.
I honestly don't even know who Jeff Wilson is.
I don't either.
I never heard of him either.
But they're all making more money than Raheem Mostert. So, see, this is the kind of thing that starts tearing apart these championship teams.
We're going down some slippery slope in your
head.
Whoa.
This team is not a championship team, by the way.
Well, they won the NFC Championship.
Yeah, Thank you.
They don't give out a trophy for the NFC West, or at least not the trophy that anybody wants.
No, but most Super Bowl losing teams struggle the following year.
Right.
And the question to the people always say is, why does that happen? And I'm answering. This is why it happens, because everybody who helped the 49ers get there now wants to be paid for it.
I don't blame Raheem Mostert for wanting more money. The guy's making $2 million. This is his time to cash in if he's ever got one.
I'm not necessarily blaming him either. But
you
this
said
is
he a, was – you painted him as a monster.
No, as a malcontent. Just a malcontent.
No, I'd rather be a monster than a malcontent.
He burst onto the scene in the last –
I think he set
nine
a record with like four touchdowns in the NFC
that
Championship.
Man was, I'm not going to lie. That man was balling at the end of the season.
Oh,
Sonoff was trying to pick him up on the waiver wire, and he was long, long gone by that
he
time.
He was rolling by the end of the season. The first 44 games of his career, he only had 600 yards. The last nine games of his career, he had 760 yards, which is pretty good, but it's not even 100 yards a game. So let's calm down, Raheem.
By the way, just point it out, just a little point for Raheem. There's only like one running back a year that's averaging 100 yards per game. If that.
If that. He's a malcontent, and the rest of the 49ers is going to start messing up that locker room, And the genius coach Kyle Shanahan is not going to know what to do.
Do you guys realize how much power we have in the media? I mean, we just completely made this dude into a whole new individual in a matter of 5 minutes.
And
by the way,
you've told me that the 49ers are going to be terrible. When I was in the Bay Area over the weekend, all we could talk about was how great the 49ers are going to be this coming year, and
how awesome they're going to be in the Bay Area. Of course, they're saying that.
They're going to get Jamal Adams, and things are going to be good there, and then they're
Are they hopeful to get Jamal Adams? Is that the conversation?
Not so much anymore. But he did say that he wanted to be a 49er. Who wouldn't?
Why didn't he also say he wanted to be a Cowboy?
Why don't you give me a quick list of the 49ers that are no longer part of this team already? Start with, what is it, Bruckner?
Bruckner, but they got great value for him, so I have no problem with him.
Oh, great value.
They did.
They got great value.
They dumped a massive contract that they were about to have to give him, and they got a first-round draft pick in the top 10 or top 5.
Okay.
And
top 5?
No, I think it was top 10. It was definitely top 10 because they traded with the Colts to get their draft pick.
Tried to get a little extra bit of points there by saying top 5.
Emmanuel Sanders is gone, but who cares about him?
Bottom line, he's gone. Debo Samuel is gone.
He's hurt. No, he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
He's hurt, but they said he'll be back.
I'm just saying, this team doesn't have any outside help on wide receiver at all.
Nothing.
At all.
It doesn't. It needs
help. And to begin with, they have kind of a, well, I'll just use this word again, a piddling quarterback.
Piddling, yes.
It's not. Jimmy G is perfect for San Francisco. He's the guy
need. You know the last thing you want to hear as a quarterback? You know, he is perfect for you place the city in here.
Yeah.
He is perfect for this.
Handing off to Raheem Mostert?
Jimmy G is a hero. We all know this because he lost the Super Bowl and they didn't have the parade in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about over the weekend as well, is how much of a hero Jimmy Jesus was.
That's very cool. All right.
That's very cool, Chris says.
It's going to be quite – let me ask you one last question about your hero, Jimmy G.
Yes.
I'll let both of you answer this. Is Jimmy Jesus – a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League right now?
Ooh.
You don't have to name every quarterback in the league, but
I would say, is he
a top 10 quarterback in the league?
You take your team to the Super Bowl, you're a top 10 quarterback.
Negative Ghost Rider. That is not true.
Negative Ghost Rider.
You take your team to the Super Bowl.
Trent Dilfer, who I love him as an analyst, don't recall him being a top 10
quarterback.
He could
have been top 10 that season.
No, he wasn't. He had the best defense possibly ever. That's why
he would tell you he wasn't a top 10 quarterback that season.
Yes,
he wasn't as bad.
It wasn't bad at all that year.
That every time the team goes to the Super Bowl, they always go, well, Trent Dilfer got to the Super Bowl. It's kind of unfair that Trent Dilfer has to wear that forever, but he wasn't a top 10 quarterback.
At least
you're
not Kerry Collins.
He wasn't
beat
a top
10
quarterback. You answer to answer that question. No, I don't think Jimmy G is a top 10 quarterback.
Not top 10.
No.
Okay.
He's in the not top 10, exactly.
He's in the not top 10, and he has no wide receivers whatsoever to throw to.
Well, George Kittle counts as 3, so. But why do I feel that Chris is only bringing this up just because he knows that it bothers me?
You should know that.
I'm
1,000% that's why he's doing it.
Right. Of course it is.
Because in the break he was poking me and I wasn't going to budge. And then
as soon as I saw this story flash up on ESPN, I was like, ah, this is fantastic.
You're like, here's the rest of the segment.
Fantastic. The Niners are going to be falling apart like a $2 suitcase.
Wish we had a team to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh,
no
yeah,
kidding.
Right?
Yeah, see, we don't have a team to talk about, so
we have to make fun
of Scraby's team.
Right.
That's all we can do. All right. In 3 playoff games, by the way, Mostert.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hey.
That's your guy.
That's all I got. In 3 playoff games, Mostert, who will no longer be a member of the 49ers, had 336 yards and 5 touchdowns. He had 220 rushing yards in the NFC Championship game. How are you going to replace that, Scraby?
Easy.
You don't. Uh-huh. You don't. You just take the L's that come along with not replacing
them. You just take the L's.
All right. For don't you Jace Tingler fans, my apologies, but making fun of Scrabies is
too fun.
We
couldn't let him ride on this one. We had to go after
him. I had to go after him on this one. Jace Tingler, we'll hear what he has to say about our Padres coming up right at the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour. But next, we have a big five to get to. That's Scrabies' chance to get back at us a little bit. We'll see what he comes up with as he returns to the big chair today. I'm Chris Ello. That's Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris, sailing along until 7 with an hour's worth of uninterrupted Padre talk at 6 o'clock. Don't miss any of it right here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
4 on the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby back. We got a big five coming your way. First one after a two-day vacation for Scraby, and if the beginning of the show is anything like this big five could be, expect there to be some follies, expect there to be some more ammo for the Scroobies. Before we get to any of that, however, let's check traffic from Kelly Danick.
Plenty of trouble spots on our roads this afternoon. Crash clearing on the Miramar Way on ramp to southbound 15. Also on Paradise Valley Road on ramp to southbound 125. There's an accident involving a couple vehicles. Northbound side of the 805 at Main Street off ramp. We're getting reports of an accident, so that's blocking the left lane of that ramp. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This hour is brought to you by Spectrum Business. Now more than ever, small businesses need the best internet and phone solutions at the best value. And Spectrum Business is proud to help, offering new customers 1 month of internet, voice, and TV service for free. Visit business.spectrum.com today to learn more. All right, Scraby, show is yours.
It's now time to expand our horizons, step outside the box.
Who the hell are you guys?
And turn this show upside down.
No, whatever it is, no.
Gwynn and Chris will now talk about the best of the rest in the one, the only, the extraordinary. The Big Five, which starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
It's good to be back in the chair, especially to hear those violins. Miss them so much. If you have any Big Five topics, find me on Twitter at Matt Scraby. You can find Tony at Tony Gwynn Jr. You can find Chris at Chris LOSD. Let's waste no time.
Number five.
Because, you know, on Adam's first day, he did the countdown wrong.
How did he do that?
I didn't even notice this, honestly, until Chris mentioned it at the very end.
He started with number one and ended with number five.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could do that. There's no rhyme or reason.
No, you can't do that.
It goes from the fifth
who's
best story.
Who's ever revealed a top 10 list by revealing who's number one first?
But we've never. But again, we've said this many times. There's no rhyme or reason to the order of the stories.
So
there's
why do you go 5-4-3-2-1 then every time? You could go 3.
Why don't you just do
5? Yeah.
Because they're just talking.
2.
I don't
4,
know. I've never really thought about it. I've never really thought about it, to be honest. I mean. All right, here's story number
2.
And then we'll go back to
number 5.
Now we'll start at number 5. You may remember number 1 men's tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, tested positive for COVID-19 in late June during his Adria Tour event, and he is not happy with how it's been covered by the media. The Adria Tour, which Djokovic helped plan, was eventually canceled after multiple players tested positive for the coronavirus, including himself. He told Serbia's Sportski Zurnal, quote, "I can only see criticism lately, and much of it is malicious. It's obviously more than just criticism. It's like an agenda and a witch hunt are on. Someone has to take the fall, a big name." Now, Chris, yeah. Djokovic has been pretty outspoken about this. He said he wouldn't take a vaccine either if it allowed him to play on the tour. But could this tarnish his overall legacy?
Maybe a tiny bit, but Djokovic is pretty much straight up. The tennis players, we don't really get what they have to go through in comparison to just baseball players, football players, etc. Because imagine getting interviewed from journalists all over the world, coming to you from all kinds of different angles. I think Djokovic is a little surprised that there was so much pushback to his behavior, but, you know, he's a pretty high-profile guy. He's number one in the world. He ought to expect some of it. So, but no, I don't think we're going to look back on Djokovic and go he was a troublemaker or anything like that. I I think he's just frustrated that there's been so much negative publicity that's gone his way, but much of it has been his own doing.
Tony, what do you think? Do you think Novak Djokovic, his legacy will be tarnished because of the way he views COVID-19?
No. He deserves whatever beat down he's getting from the media at this particular time, but I don't think it hurts his legacy. There was a reason why he apologized for all of this madness when it first hit, when he first
because he knew he messed up
COVID-19 is because he knew he messed up. Yeah. So to now turn around and be mad at the media for how it was covered, they're not covering him any different than any other celeb.
It's a witch hunt.
That purposely went out there in a tournament and skated all of the rules that had been put together for it.
There was no social distancing.
There was nothing. It was like a regular tennis game, regular tennis match. Yeah. Like nobody is. And so, listen, you, as my mom used to tell me, you made your bed. Now you got to lay in it, bro.
This is not funny, but I keep reading stories of people who have said that this is fake and who have said that this is not that bad, and then they end up getting it and get put in the hospital. So you got to be careful what you wish for, because it's not good when it's the other side.
Is it really worth the risk? Like, I get it. Most people will come out of this on the other side, but do you really want to roll the dice on when you could do everything possible not to worry about it?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't want to be in the hospital for 11 days like our friend Will Galvez.
I've spent 2 weeks in the hospital before.
It's boring.
It's exhausting. Honestly,
I didn't think you were going to say exhausting, but
mentally,
it is boring.
Physically, all that.
Number four.
One thing that stunned me when I saw this was Patrick Mahomes' new record-breaking 10-year contract extension with the Chiefs, worth $503 million. Whew. If that's going to allow him to purchase whatever he wants. But with that comes a lot of rules about what he can't do. He was on with 610 Sports Radio's The Drive in Kansas City and said, quote, "I still don't think I'm allowed to play basketball. I'm sure baseball is not going to be allowed as well. I know there's a lot of them. They have, like, everything from jet skiing, too. I don't know what all the things are. I read a lot of them. It's pretty much every physical activity you could possibly do. Probably be sticking with football and video games for now." Tony, do you think Patrick Mahomes can keep this up for 10 years?
No. No. He's not going to all of a sudden come in and change the game in terms of how athletes act. Listen, he's been pretty cautious. He hasn't been in no trouble, so I expect that to continue.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's going to live his life. This man is he's on pace right now to be like the next Michael Jordan of football as we speak right now.
True.
So with that comes the responsibility of certain things you can and cannot do. But he's also a young man, so I expect him to keep living it up. I seen him at concerts living it up. Like he's just prior to COVID-19. I haven't seen him do anything like that after. But,
okay.
I expect him to be, I expect him to act his age.
It's really tough to do. It's really tough to do. Guy's worth half a billion dollars.
Yeah, well, he have to do some things that he probably didn't have to do with before he got this fame, but I think he'll be all right.
Chris, what do you think about Patrick Mahomes' next
10
years?
First thing you ought to do is send a check to Raheem Mostert of the 49ers, A, to make Mostert happy, and B, to thank him for helping.
Man, did Chris just save up
Mahomes
all the jabs
the
for today?
Yeah,
somehow we've worked in Raheem Mostert like 15 times today, and it's actually worked.
As a matter
each
of
time.
Fact, Patrick Mahomes has enough money to pay all of the whining 49ers and keep them all quiet and happy. Secondly, did he say that he's just going to have to play football and video games for the rest of his life?
For the next 10 years.
For the next 10 years. The Chiefs might want to look into the video game thing. Didn't
Ooh.
David Price wreck his career as a
Good
baseball
point.
Pitcher because of playing video games? I would hate to see the Chiefs lose their star quarterback because the only thing he can do outside of play football is video games, and he gets some sort of carpal tunnel syndrome. I would hate to see that happen to him.
Yeah, that's interesting because that is a real concern from people who play a lot of video games.
Yeah,
so.
Yes, it is.
Patrick Mahomes, just stay off the jet skis. You're good.
I have a feeling he's going to get on them. I'm just telling you guys.
I know, but what happens
skis,
then?
God.
He's caught jet skiing.
He has to get hurt, A, first, for anything to happen. Yeah. Like,
what if there's pictures of Patrick Mahomes jet skiing
nothing,
all over?
Nothing. I promise you they won't void his contract.
Well, then, yeah, I don't think they're going to void his contract either.
They're going to bench him for the Dolphins game.
But if you're going to blatantly break the rules.
Scrape, I don't think you understand, man. Like, guys blatantly break the rules. Basketball is in most contracts. You can't do it. Like, you can't play.
I know.
Guys do it all the time.
Like, no, you're right.
Skiing.
Right. Like, it's those are things that are definitely in there, but guys do it.
Remember when Lamar Jackson, the headline said that he was tackled by a jet ski, really, when he just basically fell over a jet ski in slow motion?
No, he didn't say he was tackled by a jet ski. It said he flew off of a jet ski. I mean, it made it sound like he was doing, you know, crazy routines out of the ocean.
He was moving as slow as a snail and barely fell over the jet ski.
Yeah.
Media
is fantastic.
Number three.
Trevor Bauer, the Reds pitcher, is never afraid to be vocal about what he wants, and according to the Cincinnati Inquirer, the Reds have been talking about starting him every fourth day, and Bauer is all about it. He told the Inquirer, "I've applied some friendly pressure to him," which is the pitching coach, I guess is how you'd say it, "but basically letting him know that I want to pitch as much as possible, as often as possible. You don't have to worry about wearing down over the course of a long season. We've got a two-month sprint and a month of playoffs." Chris, would you do what he wants and pitch him every fourth day?
I wouldn't rush to do that if I was the Reds, because Trevor Bauer hasn't been all that successful since he's come to the Reds. I don't know that I'd really necessarily want him out there every fourth day. Now, if he gets on a hot streak, then I might use him a little bit more. The Reds have some pretty good little pitchers in there. Sonny Gray, they got Luis Castillo, they got DeSclafani. They got some guys that can pitch a little bit there in Cincinnati. It's not like it's Trevor Bauer's staff and nobody else can get the job done. So, no, I would not be in any big rush to pitch Trevor Bauer any more often than I have to, because I don't think he's that great. He might think he's that great, but the numbers don't back it up.
Tony, would you do what he wants and pitch him every fourth day, Trevor Bauer?
I think it just depends, man. I wouldn't be in a hurry to pitch him every fourth. Like, when has he ever done that? Like, what part of the game has he ever shown that he could bounce back on 4 days rest consistently? I know it's a 60-game season, and that doesn't mean that his body won't be affected by going every 4 days. He's not used to it. He didn't train for it. So, I would play it by ear. We'll see how it goes. He gets into a groove, and maybe the first time I run him out after the fourth day and he pitches well, okay, we can maybe tap into that a little bit more. But this season should be, for all teams, play it by ear. Or by eyes, however you want to say it.
Number two.
All right, guys. You guys looking at the sheet right now? Do you see the picture I put in the big five area?
I did.
The food tray. Where do you?
Yes.
What do you think that looks like? Is that a really nice meal?
You
happy to eat that?
You know what it looks like? It looks like when you arrive to a city at your team hotel.
Okay.
Certain hotels will have snacks for you when you get off the bus, because it's usually late, so you don't have time to get room service that you can grab.
Good point, yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have one of these little trays set up in your hotel room.
Does it look delicious? Would you eat that every night?
I wouldn't qualify this as looking delicious, but it's certainly some food that you could get in your stomach at late at night.
All right, well, this is what the NBA players are apparently eating down at the bubble in Orlando. Troy Daniels of the Nuggets tweeted out the picture of the food, and Twitter is saying airline food looks better. Some are also saying that the Fyre Fest, which if you remember was like a fake concert,
right,
who barely even had pieces of bread with cheese, had better food than this. And everybody's just keeps saying, like, there's no way LeBron is going to eat this tray of food. There's no way he's going to eat this tray of food. There's no way that other guys are going to eat this tray of food. Tony?
I'll just say, from what I recognize, I see some butter. I see some type of...
You have onions.
Some type of sweet and sour sauce. Watermelon.
Yeah.
Some chips.
You got some...
And some bread.
And
don't
some leafy greens.
I don't see how this is enough food.
I know.
At all.
I know.
If this is the meal. Now, there might be some soup in this little cup here that has a top over it.
Good point.
Maybe that's what the onions is for. It does look very similar to
I got better food in college. I'm just going to say it right there in my college cafeteria.
I mean,
anyway.
You did have like five different colleges.
I did. I'll have to narrow it down to University of San Francisco had the best food.
Mm-hmm.
Transfer 15, more like transfer 52.
Ba-doom-tsh.
All right, bad jokes are back. Okay, I'm just going all over the place. I'm just going to stop hitting buttons. All right, to the question, Tony. You've already kind of answered this, but is this type of meal going to work for professional athletes?
Oh, man.
And I know we're complaining about food, but this is pathetic.
Chris and I talked about this yesterday. Franmil Reyes is being kept away from team. He's not in trouble, but
what happened?
He went outside. He was around somebody that had it, and then they had to keep him away.
Oh,
he didn't he didn't have his mask on at a little social gathering.
He actually posted something.
And he posted a picture of it.
Oh, Franmil.
And so my point, I brought that up to say this. There's a lot of good restaurants in Florida, in Orlando.
Not in the bubble.
Not in the bubble's my point. If they're going to feed these guys this the entire time, look to see some guys getting out of the bubble to go eat some food.
Just running.
I know
they'll find a way.
I'm just saying, like, they are used to, you know, eating well. This right here, this looks like this looks like a diet plan.
I'm going to retweet this from at 97.3 The Fan SD because you have to see what this looks like. This looks, it was.
And maybe this is one of just their lunches, like after a practice. I'm hoping. Or something.
Yeah. It's got to be just a snack.
Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure it's just a snack and they're trying to make a big deal out of it. But maybe the food just isn't very good. And I would think that would be something that NBA players would definitely be upset about. I mean, LeBron James himself, we keep bringing him up, but he could afford to feed every single player in the league steaks every single night for the entire time they're there. So I got to believe, like what Tony said, if the food isn't going to be up to snuff, then the players will find a way to get food in there that is.
Apparently yesterday LeBron Instagrammed out a picture of some delicious-looking tacos, and then someone put it up against what Troy Daniels is eating in the bubble, and they said, no way, LeBron's bringing his chef.
Now, maybe Troy plays for the Pacers, right? He might not be in that top tier hotel portion of it.
I saw his room, and it was nice. It was nice.
Just because you got a nice room, it's Disney. All rooms should be nice. I'm just saying the food selection might be a little drop in levels from LeBron.
Lacking.
There you go.
Lacking. All right. Well, if I could ever find my sheet, man, today is a rusty day for me.
Not really. Seems pretty normal to me.
Oh, yeah? Is that right? I'm back.
Pretty on par.
I'm back, everyone.
Number one.
Seems like you're hitting all the fairways in regulation.
Yeah, I'm like Bryson DeChambeau, you know, just hulking it out into the middle. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite guys of all time is maybe taking a few hits in my book here. Jim Harbaugh, the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines football team. He apparently is moving forward with his plans for fall football. And how do I know this? Well, he said this to media. He said, quote, COVID is part of our society. It wasn't caused by football or caused by sports. There's no expert view right now that I'm aware of that sports is going to make that worse. So, yeah. Jesus. If you, Tony, Chris, you're up first in this one. If you're the athletic director, is this a bad look for your program?
Probably not the best thing to say for Jim Harbaugh, considering what's going on in our country and around the world right now. But Jim Harbaugh is a little bit of a psycho football coach. He did coach the 49ers.
Oh, that's why I love him. That's why I love him. He took a few docks in my book.
He ran him into the ground.
Here's a tweet from someone I thought was hilarious. Today confirmed my belief that Jim Harbaugh often does the Michael Scott thing. That is, start a thought without any idea where it's going and hope for the best.
Yeah, I probably can't explain his comment any better than that. Harbaugh is a little bit of a different animal.
He is.
So I could see why he might be closed-minded to the fact that the coronavirus is a real thing that threatens many people. And college sports is... I mean, you're not paying attention if you think college sports is just going to cruise through and get rolling here any time now, because I don't see how they're going to do it. I mean, at least the NFL has one entity that's kind of in charge of the whole thing and can try to regulate it. But college sports, man, how are you going to regulate so many different teams and so many different leagues and so many different places at so many different levels? Really going to be difficult, really tough. So.
We're already seeing the effects of that with Stanford.
Stanford dropped 11
yeah.
sports today,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
which is that's kind of jarring. And the Ivy League's putting football off until the spring, or all their fall sports off until the spring. They made that official today, too. So, yeah, Jim Harbaugh doesn't sound too well connected on this comment.
Tony, what do you think about Jim Harbaugh's COVID comments?
I think they're stupid, frankly. Like, no kidding. Nobody said football has caused COVID. Like, what is – read that quote again, please.
The quote was – COVID is part of our society. It wasn't caused by football or caused by sports. There's no expert view right now that I'm aware of that sports is going to make that worse. It's just part of, I mean, understanding how germs spread.
Like, I don't even have time to go into it about his particular comments.
People are also saying he's feeling the heat, too, because he hasn't been the best Michigan Wolverines football coach over the last maybe 5 years that he's been with the program.
Well, he hasn't beaten Ohio State, so
that's the biggest issue.
He doesn't care about anything else on the planet right now than having a chance to beat Ohio State, but he's got to get his priorities straight.
Yeah.
It does, ultimately, fortunately, it won't matter what Jim Harbaugh has to say.
Yes, he's not going to decide alone.
He's not saying anything.
It's very true. Very true. All right, first Big Five back. Ugh. We'll get better tomorrow.
No, I thought it was pretty solid.
Oh,
pretty
thank
seemed
you.
Normal to me. I didn't see anything different normally.
I know. Okay, I see where you're going with this.
All kinds of Scrooby candidates along the way.
Yeah, we've already got four notations today.
Yes,
that meal,
indeed.
That meal that the poor NBA guys have to eat. I hate to ever say I feel sorry for anybody in the NBA, but I would feel sorry for anybody that had to eat that.
That meal,
like three or four times a day.
I was about to say. After the third time, you're starting looking for a fast food joint.
They're not
somewhere.
Even real potato chips, if I'm not mistaken.
No,
I believe
they look like baked potato chips.
They look like those veggie sticks.
Veggie potato chips.
I love those.
Yeah, yeah, this isn't good.
At least they're thinking healthy in these three or four meals they're going to get.
Healthy? Every single player is going to pass out at the end of the first quarter of every game.
No
this
doubt.
Is all they're eating.
Let's get to break. Last hour of the show on the way. We got our round table following this 5 o'clock. We got Jace Tingler up next. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.